Zai America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Investigators are looking into whether there is a connection between a possible terrorist cell in Canada and the arrests of two Pakistani nationals at Seattle's SeaTac Airport. A group of Pakistani men were taken into custody during a drug raid at an apartment complex in Vancouver. The same day, two different men from Pakistan were detained at SeaTac Airport after their names showed up on a terrorist no-fly list. The Seattle Times is reporting one of those men had been previously detained at another airport on or before the 9/11 attacks. The newspaper says the two suspects revealed to investigators that they paid someone to smuggle them into Washington State from Canada. President Bush cheered the arrest of an international terrorist suspect known as Hambali. Talking to Marines near San Diego, Bush says the U.S. is winning the global war on terrorism. Hambali is the suspected mastermind of the deadly Jakarta and Bali terrorist bombings in Indonesia. The president called him a known killer with ties to the Al-Qaeda terrorist network.
Hambali was one of the world's most lethal terrorists who is suspected of planning major terrorist operations, including that which occurred in Bali, Indonesia, and other recent attacks.
At the Miramar Marine facility, Bush said America is more secure because of the liberation of Iraq. He argued that Iraq is part of the war on terror. The president praised military families for enduring a challenging time. Bush, who is spending most of this month at his ranch in Crawford, Texas, traveled to California to talk with troops and to raise money for his reelection campaign.
Are you a prescription plan member who uses Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra for allergy relief? Then you should know that many plans are changing the coverage level on your nasal allergy medicine, which might cost you more money. Don't let nasal allergy relief cost you more this year. Just ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. Comparable efficacy and safety among Flonase and these products has not been established. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. If the copayment for your allergy medicine is costing you more money, ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
Iran has given the go-ahead to expand its nuclear program despite international concerns that Tehran may be pursuing nuclear weapons. Iran has denied the charges. Roxana Saberi reports from Tehran.
Iran's official news service is reporting Iran's government is going ahead with the second phase of its nuclear power plant in the south of the country. The country's Supreme Energy Council ordered the contracts written up for a second 1,000-megawatt nuclear reactor in Bushehr. That's where Russia is helping Iran build its first nuclear power station. Iran is facing growing international pressure to sign up to stricter inspections of its nuclear sites. Washington has accused Tehran of pursuing nuclear weapons, but Iran says its nuclear energy program is to produce electricity for its booming population. Iran's state agency did not give a start date for the second phase of the Bushehr project. Roxana Saberi, Tehran.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Scott Peterson was back in a Modesto, California courtroom today. Megan Rush reports.
Scott Peterson and his defense team are back in court today for what at times was a heated debate between attorneys over evidence disclosure. But the main issue going before Judge Al Girolami was whether or not to allow cameras in the courtroom for the preliminary hearing set for September 9th. The judge ruled reporters will be allowed in the courtroom, but stated he would issue a written ruling in a few days declaring whether or not cameras will be allowed, and if they are allowed, if they can broadcast live or with a tape delay. Outside the courtroom, Lacey's family issued a statement through their attorney asking the media for sensitivity in their time of grieving. I'm Megan Rush, Modesto, California.
A strong day on Wall Street rallied back stocks from yesterday's losses. The Dow Jones gained 39 points to close at 93.10. The NASDAQ was up 14 to finish at 1,700. And the S&P 500 wound up the day with a six-point rise to end the session at 990. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. A Ragtop Day is my favorite road trip tune. But before you put your convertible top down, you should know how to keep it up. When I come back, I'll give you the buzz.
I'm Bobby Likas on the street, talking to people who love their cars.
Excuse me, sir, you're putting a car cover on your vehicle?
You bet. I protect my car outside from the weather with a car cover, and from dings and dust when it's inside the garage.
Is it easy to put on?
Easy to put on and take off.
What's it made of?
Block It Fabric by Kimberly Clark. Great protection at a great value.
Take it from people who love their cars. Buy a car cover made from Block It Fabric by Kimberly Clark. Roger Maharis did it on Route 66, and Jimmy Buffett perfected it on A1A. I'm talking about cruising with a top down, the perfect summer sport. For a major league convertible top, bathe it with car wash, never detergent. Use a soft cloth or sponge, except for plastic rear windows. They're so pliable that even a sponge will scratch. And save your elbow grease for your car. Waxing vinyl will dry it out. Instead, use a vinyl protectant. Now you're ready for championship cruising. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Hey, good evening, True Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thanks for joining us tonight. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces. Phone number is 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937. And you can always email. Yeah, our email, our computer systems are all working. I know. We use Windows. Terrible. We have PCs in here. Awful. I understand. You can email us, MikeDMalloy@earthlink.net. We killed teeth, hair, and eyeballs all over in here. It took us a couple hours last night, but we killed the love sand, Ms. Blast Worm or virus or whatever the hell it was. It took us half the night. And apparently the sender of the virus had a hidden message, and I'm sure you're all aware of it now. The message was, I just want to say love you, sand. And Billy Gates, why do you make this possible? Stop making money and fix your software. I'm totally against the death penalty, except in two instances. Mass murderers, people like Henry Kissinger and Richard Pearl, people like that, and people who design and develop these terrible viruses, these terrible worms, which just spread, zoom, all over. I had a dentist appointment today. I had to cancel it. I called my dentist, and his assistant said, you know, we've got all kinds of computer programs in here today. Yeah, Dennis had to cancel half his day's appointments because of computer programs. Now, don't ask me. I have no idea why that's true. But that's what happened. And we've had a couple of really, really amateurish attempts of people. We here at the Malloy Program are constantly under attack. I'm sure you're aware of that. I get emails from dorks who think I'm just going to open the attachment or click on the part that says, hi, we are writing to you from AOL. There's been a problem in your service. Please click here and we will, you people ought to just really try to give it up, you know, get a job, find something to do with your spare time, thinking that you can penetrate our system here with your cheesy little attempts with the viruses and the stuff that you send, you know. Give it up. Give it up, boobies. Anyway, we're all secure again. I watched a very interesting thread on my website, MikeMalloy.com, about this virus, this worm. And the conversations back and forth, Linux users and Mac users and so on and so forth, you folks are immune to this always. And, you know, all the ugly stuff about Microsoft, which, okay, you know, I certainly agree. But we use it. So enough about that. The big story today, other than the virus, the big story today, the sting operation about the dude that was going to sell a Stinger missile to a terrorist to knock George Bush's plane out of the sky or kill Americans or something, that whole thing. Do you understand? ABC News is reporting now the whole thing was a setup. It's nonsense. According to ABC News, Brian Ross, reporter for ABC News, here's what it says. Administration officials are leaving out key facts and exaggerating the significance of the alleged plot to smuggle a shoulder-launched missile into the U.S. Now, ABC gets this information, folks, from law enforcement people within the Bush crime family's government. You know, there are a lot of moles inside this filthy, disgusting, neo-fascist government of George Bush that are trying to get the truth out. They operate, they have their contacts with certain reporters, certain writers for certain newspapers, even certain television networks, and they try to get the news out. But these law enforcement officials told ABC News that there's a lot less here than meets the eye. You probably know the story now. The accused ringleader, a British national, was in federal court in Newark today. It was ordered held without bond on charges of attempting to provide material support and material resources to terrorists and acting as an arms broker without a license. Now, see, these are just like drug stings, exactly like drug stings. Outside the courtroom, the U.S. attorney involved in this called the British national an ally of terrorists who wants to kill Americans. The U.S. attorney said he, on many occasions in recorded conversations, referred to Americans as bastards and Osama bin Laden as a hero, end quote. Now, what this prosecutor, what this thug who works for the religiously insane John Ashcroft didn't say was just how much of this alleged missile plot was a government setup from start to finish. That part was left out. For example, the British national had no contacts in Russia to buy the missile before the sting. He had no known criminal record for arms dealing. Now, remember, the missile is supposed to have been purchased in Russia, okay? A military analyst said, here we have a sting operation on some kind of a small operator who's bought one weapon, when actually on the gray and black market, hundreds of such weapons change hands. Court documents show much of the case is based on the government's key cooperating witness, an informant seeking lenient treatment on federal drug charges. Right? He's the one who led the government, the Bush crime family, to this poor, miserable British national named Hemant Lakhani. Now, the missile shipped into the New York area last month, the missile that's in question here, was not a missile. It was a mock-up. It was a pretend missile, a toy missile. That shipment, allegedly from Russia, also was arranged entirely by the Bush crime family. The Bush crime family also arranged the meetings at a New Jersey hotel and elsewhere where poor Mr. Lakhani allegedly told undercover agents posing as al-Qaeda terrorists about his support for bin Laden. Now, a criminal defense attorney in New York says, you know, you got to ask yourself, would this have occurred at all without the government, without the Bush crime family, without this poor, miserable a person convicted of federal drug charges coming up with this nonsense, this poor stumblebum Hemant Lakhani, who probably is pissed off about something, about America, about the Bush administration. So they set this poor doofus up, and now, do you understand what he's facing now? This guy can be hauled before a military tribunal and executed. Do you understand that? In London today, the doofus, Lakhani, I call him a doofus because he allowed himself to get involved in this nonsense. I mean, come on. Did this guy really think that as calm and nondescript a person as he was, that Al-Qaeda would contact him, real Al-Qaeda, would say, hey, Mr. Lakhani, you want to buy a missile maybe, eh? Shoot down President Bush? Yes? No? What do you say, eh? So he's a doofus. The doofus's neighbors in London described him as a quiet man who worked in the garment industry and had faced serious financial problems. Mr. Lacani, I tell you what, you got financial problems back in Britain, yes? Okay, here's the deal, schmuck. Ah, pay attention, okay? $100,000, all you have to do? Here, take the missile, give it to that guy over there, okay? Got it? And this poor, miserable man steps into that. The attorney, Gerald Lefcourt, a criminal defense attorney who said, you'd have to ask yourself if any of this occurred at all without the government, said, quote, I would have hoped the United States is thwarting real terrorism and not just something manufactured, because here all they're doing is stopping something they created. But you see, this gives valuable face time to the religiously insane psychopath, John Ashcroft, and his thugs, his brown shirts, plus Homeland Security and the dunce who runs that outfit, and, of course, too stupid to be president, George W. Bush. They can all now talk about, well, you know, we stopped terrorism. As a matter of fact, at a press briefing today, after Bush met with his economic team, a reporter says,
Mr. President, yesterday there was a sting operation that netted a Brit believed to be selling surface-to-air missiles to someone they believed who was Al-Qaeda. Also yesterday there were three lost fishermen who came on shore at JFK Airport breaching security. Mr. President, your Democratic opponents are trying to use Homeland Security as an issue in the campaign, saying that the administration, that would be yours, sir, is not doing enough to protect the American people. Mr. President, what's your assessment in light of what happened yesterday?
We're doing everything we can to protect the homeland. And the fact that we're able to sting this guy is a pretty good example of what we're doing in order to protect the American people.
Yeah, yeah.
And our homeland security is focused on airport security. And today, the airports are much more secure than they were prior to September the 11th. America's a safe place for people to fly.
Yeah, it sure is, you jackass. What do you say? The fact that we're able to sting this guy is a pretty good example of what we're doing in order to protect the American people. More truth in that sentence, Mr. Bush, than what came out of your punk mouth during the entire State of the Union address where you lied through your teeth. Only the problem here is the truth coming out of your mouth is beyond your ability to comprehend. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, we're doing everything we can. America's a safe place to fly. That's right. You know, airports are secure. Everything's secure.
There has been report after report after report issued by people inside Transportation Security Administration who are now being targeted. If they keep talking about how there is no security at our airports, they will be prosecuted. And this moron stands out there at Prairie Chapel. Oh, yeah, airports are real safe. Everything's safe. We're taking care of the American people. My job, is to make Christ come back again and to protect the American people in the meantime. God tells me who to kill. God tells me who to not kill. And, I've got to make Jesus come back. So in the meantime, we are having wonderful success with the sting operations here on non-existent missiles, non-existent Al-Qaeda, non-existent terrorists. And the only thing that really exists about all this is a huge, steaming, stinking pile of cow manure. And the crack White House press corps, who's gathered down there at Prairie Chapel, forget about them.
So complex, so confusing. Everyone's just trying to make ends meet. You can brighten up their day, keep the facts out of their way. Just simplify the complex. Repeat, repeat, repeat.
Terrorists are against peace. Terrorists kill innocent life. Those who would like to kill, those are called terrorists.
If you want to wag the dog, it's like falling off a log. It's so easy with propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. Try and convince the folks the beach is never sandy. You can convert into lies what they've seen with their own eyes. It's amazing. Propaganda.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Show.
Gizmo's back on the line in Tucson, Arizona.
First off, I'd like to tell you I'm on Sirius Radio 145 Left and say hi to my other trucker buddies out there that listen to you, Kodiak and James. And
great.
I pulled this 18-wheel car over to the side of the road to speak with you. I've read a couple articles that suggested that Bush Sr., had he gotten a second term, would have followed pretty much the same lines to go to war with Iraq. I'm wondering if there wasn't some kind of conspiracy all the way back to the 2000 election to get Jr. in so he could go ahead and fulfill the plans designed for their father in his second term. I enjoy your program. You're very informative, and I've learned a lot from listening to you, and I appreciate your program, Tom, so keep it up.
Well, thank you, Gizmo. That's very kind of you, and thanks for pulling the 18-wheeler off to the side. I didn't realize you were driving a truck. That's remarkable.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to a rebroadcast of one of the programs from the Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. So don't call in today, but please join me live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And thanks for listening.
Hey, conservatives, here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk. Yes, if you'd like to join in. Aaron is calling from Indianapolis. Hey, Aaron, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Hey, you know, when I heard about this story today, first thing I thought of was when Pappy Bush was holding up the cocaine he said he bought in Lafayette Park.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. These people, you know, they either you and I and the people who listen to this program are very, very sharp, or these guys are so transparent, any fool now can see through their little tricks.
Well, I can't understand. What are they trying to do? Are they saying that the Russians are selling arms to terrorists?
Well, no. I guess what they're saying is that you can buy these weapons on the Russian open market.
Yeah.
I guess that has something to do with the Chechnya situation, the Russians who have been
And a common criminal can sneak it into the United States.
Right, right. Now, of course, there was no missile. There was no Russian connection. There was no terrorists. There was nothing except this poor schmuck who they got to say, yes, I do need the money. Okay, what? They had a drug informant, somebody trying to get his drug sentence reduced. So this poor guy, the British national, steps up. Oh, yes, I'm looking for money. What? Oh, you have a way? Okay, what do I do? You know, and then they come in like this, and they tell the American public that a plot to blow Air Force One out of the sky has been thwarted. Oh, aren't we all supposed to fall on our knees now and thank you, Jesus, for saving George Bush's life again? Oh, my God, I'm going to vote for him. Obviously, God loves him.
Yeah, I was watching, I don't know, the scene, one of them. And it had all these people standing out in front of the courthouse today. You know, I mean, there must have been 100 reporters there, and they're all trying to say, he tried to sneak in this missile, and comes to find out it's all a bunch of crap.
no missile, no Russian connection, no arms dealer,
but they're
no terrorists.
It.
oh, sure they will. Thank God Brian Ross at ABC had the courage to report this from his sources inside this filthy crime family that hate this filthy crime family and remain inside this filthy crime family so they can feed information out to the handful of honest, freedom-loving reporters and writers that still exist that have not become total whores for the Bush crime family. Thank God for Brian Ross.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I was about ready to call you last night, too, Mike. I know you was pretty upset yesterday.
Oh, I just having fun.
This war thing is really, it's tearing me up.
Well, I got some stuff on the war coming up right after this next break that you are not going to believe. So I hope, Aaron, you got to stick around and listen, okay?
Oh, I go nowhere.
All right. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Hey, no problem.
All right, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, we're going to do take a look at why the Bush administration or the question, why do they hate our troops, our soldiers, and what has happened, the privatizing. Now, I'm going to say a bad word. I've gone 3 days without cussing, but I can't hold it back anymore. These rat bastards in the Bush administration who are privatizing even the mail delivery to our soldiers in this hellhole that Bush created called Iraq, who are privatizing the water supply so our guys do not have water, our guys do not even have bug spray. Now, for those of you who served in the military over the past 50 years, how many of you worked in supply? How many were supply sergeants or worked in the supply chains? And I don't care if you were in theater, if you were in a war situation, or if you stayed stateside. How many of you worked in supply, worked in ordnance, worked in just equipping the Army? The Bush thugs being pushed by Rumsfeld are turning more and more and more of these jobs over to private enterprise. Now, how do you order people in the private sector to go into a war zone? You don't. You can't. So what happens to our soldiers? They do without. For Christ's sake, how much longer are we going to accept this from this administration? How much longer?
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
The fight for the right to strike in India flared again this week. Last week, the Indian Supreme Court made a surprise ruling in a case involving a mass walkout and layoff of government employees, which could be interpreted as nullifying the right to strike for all public sector workers. On Monday, a helicopter with the state-owned Indian Oil and Natural Gas Corporation crashed off the coast of Bombay, killing 27 of 29 on board. The company's union workers pledged to strike over the deaths of their brethren, which they blame on lax safety rules, but the ONGC got a state court to declare the strike illegal before it even began. Yesterday, the workers staged a slowdown instead. Offshore oil fields produce more than half of India's crude oil supply.
Hundreds of thousands of Chilean workers took to the streets yesterday in the South American country's first general strike since the reign of dictator Augusto Pinochet. The 600,000-strong Central Workers Union called the strike to protest poor working conditions and pay in the public sector, as well as a lack of enforcement of labor laws in the private sector. In Santiago, police fired tear gas to disperse crowds and arrested dozens of strike leaders. Earlier in the week, Chile's Minister of the Interior warned that workers would face serious consequences for participating in a strike.
After watching the last Volkswagen Beetle roll off the assembly line 2 weeks ago, the 9,800 workers at the company's factory in Puebla, Mexico, were staring at layoffs, as many as 2,000 of them. Last week, a last-minute compromise with management was made whereby everybody works one less day per week and the cuts were avoided. But their union contract with VW expires this weekend, and the workers say if their demands for a new deal, which include a 13% wage increase, aren't met, they'll strike starting Monday. No reaction yet from the company.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, this is a commercial for a major radio network. We should do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of an earlier program, so don't call today, and thanks for listening. Doing talk radio right, from the left, it's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour, before we get to Uncle Mike's Story Corner tonight and proof of the contempt and disgust that the Bush administration, Bush crime family, shows for our soldiers. First, before we get there, Daniel is calling from Norman, Oklahoma. Daniel, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Yes. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Welcome aboard.
Well, I was calling. I live here in Oklahoma, and we had the Democratic candidates, well, six of them anyway, out for the forum in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And
right.
I went to it last night, and I was just calling to give my impressions on it. I went to the Kucinich meetup afterwards. He came and spoke to a smaller group. And, well, it sorry, I'm a little nervous. My first time calling a radio show. I've been listening for a long time.
Well, I get nervous every night.
Yeah. But, yeah, I went, and I support Kucinich, and he was the first in the lineup, and he spoke, and he got one of the warmest, if not the warmest reception, it seemed like to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm in a crowd of, I think they said about 5,600 people were there.
Now, that would be Dennis Kucinich, the invisible candidate among the nine, at least invisible according to national media and local media, the invisible man.
Exactly. I was looking at one of our news outlets. It's owned by Gaylord. It's a TV station and a newspaper, the Daily Oklahoman and Channel 9 and Oklahoma City. And he's barely mentioned in any of the articles on there, even though he got one of the warmer receptions. He and Dean got, I think, the warmest reception in Oklahoma of all states. And they had a separate...
Yeah, that is interesting. That part is interesting, that in Oklahoma they would get...
Yeah, I mean, we're a red state on the map, but, you know, a long time ago we were a red state of a different type back in the 20s and 30s.
Oh, but, yeah. Well, Oklahoma has a long history of populist movements, but they have been sort of sunk under the waves of this right-wing neo-Nazism that has swept across the country.
Definitely. The only person who got their own article on at least the newsok.com website was Lieberman, and he actually got booed and hissed at this.
I don't think there are too many Democrats anywhere in the United States who give a tinker's damn about Joe Lieberman and his tacky little political career. If Lieberman were smart, before he generates more bad will directed at his funky self, he needs to just calm down. Go be the Connecticut one of the senators from Connecticut, and just forget about it. Forget this presidential stuff, because he is building up a negative wave. Every time he opens his mouth, and it's going to get to a point where it's just going to knock him over and end his political career. He ought to sit down and shut up.
Well, he had his chance, and he didn't stand up and fight then, so he should just sit down. But it was a good 6 of them were there. Al Sharpton was supposed to be there. He didn't show up. Kerry and Graham didn't confirm and didn't come. So it was there were a lot of people out there. It was a good time. And afterwards at the Kucinich meetup, there were probably about 50, 60 people, I'm not sure.
Well, good.
But, I mean, he was energetic. He stayed on topic. He made his points. And I don't know. I tried to go. I went to one of the Dean meetups a few months ago, and it was, I don't know, it was kind of sad. It was very unorganized. The place that we were supposed to go to ended up being closed that day, so we had to go over to another place, and we were supposed to be watching C-SPAN, his announcement, and they had gone by Eastern time and not Central time, so it was already over, and that kind of disheartened me a little bit as far as the Democratic organization, at least here in Oklahoma.
Right.
I found out Kucinich is going to be doing some meetups. Here, I'm going to try to go to those, too.
Well, good.
Hopefully those will be a little bit better.
Good. Just make sure you continue being politically active and stay in touch with us, Daniel. Let us know what's going on in Norman, Oklahoma, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thanks for checking in. Nathan Newman, writing in the Progressive Populist, just asked a question. Why does the Bush administration hate our troops? And if you read his article, he brings up something that a lot of people have been talking about, especially the vets have been talking about. I'm part of several email groups, veterans who fly stuff around over the internet, discussions. Also, I punch in quite often to David Hackworth's site. And this question, why are our troops suffering in Iraq in such filth and discomfort, keeps coming up. And you've got to ask yourself, right? We don't have 500,000 people there. We have 148,000. Why are our people, our young men, and to a lesser degree young women, suffering the way they're suffering as an occupying army? Now, again, let's forget the Arab speakers. Let's forget the Iraqis. Let's forget the Sunnis and the Shias. Let's forget the Kurds. Let's just focus on our soldiers. Why? First of all, we have to discount why they're there to begin with. They're not there for any reason other than George Bush's ego and the fact that he is a killer, as long as other people do the killing for him. That's the only reason they're there. Let's stipulate that and move on. If our boys are there, that's an odd puzzle. They're in a place where the killing of our soldiers by the people who legitimately now hate our guts may be something our military can't do anything about. We are going to continue to lose 1, 2, 3 of our young men every single day we are there. For the families who have these boys there, get used to it, suck it up. When the dark green sedan pulls up in front of your house, sit down quickly, grab onto something, and hold firm. because you're about to be told that your son has been killed so George Bush has more money. Prepare yourself for it. But you would think that delivering decent facilities, water, food, sanitation, for daily living, would not be such a challenge for our glorious high-tech army. By God, we can drop a bomb from 600 miles away on a patch of Iraqi dirt the size of your living room. We have the most high-tech army in the history of humankind. And they're living in squalor and filth. Well, the grunts are. The brass never do. The problem, it's not the high-tech army that's taking care of our soldiers, these living conditions. Private industry on contract. More of Bush and Rumsfeld and Cheney's friends. They're making money on the death, dismemberment, and wounding of our people. These companies have left our soldiers in filth, in garbage, in disease, and heat. Now, soldiers can be ordered into combat zones. Duh! Civilians can't. So U.S. troops in Iraq suffer through months of these crappy, filthy living conditions because contractors hired by the Bush crime factory say, screw you, we're not going there. People are shooting each other. Even mail delivery is not getting through to these young men. In an interview, Lieutenant General Charles Mahan, the Army's logistics chief, said,
we thought we could depend on industry to perform these kinds of functions.
This is a guy ought to have his star ripped off his shoulder. What do you mean, you thought, private industry could perform? I mean, this is insane. According to reports coming back, our people have progressed from living in mud and filth to living in summer heat and filth. One group of mothers, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, organized a drive to buy and ship air conditioners to their sons. Jesus, think about that one for a second. Will you please? Just pause. Okay, thank you. The Bush crime family. Now, who's the big contractor working for the Bush crime family? Well, Halliburton. Halliburton. Kellogg, Brown, and Root. Huh? Rumsfeld is already proposing handing 300,000 additional military logistics jobs over to his friends in private industry. That further endangers our troops in any conflict, including Iraq. Well, what the hell? Dick Cheney's buddies at Halliburton are making lots of money, right? Who cares if the soldiers have to suffer for it? Who gives a tinker's damn? Now, in the meantime, while the frontline soldiers are suffering through this thanks to these filthy pigs in the Bush crime family, how about the families back home? Soldiers and their families have been targeted for budget cuts to help pay for all the goodies handed to Halliburton and the rest of these monsters. Army Times has been scathing in its criticism of the cuts and budgeting enacted by the Republican-controlled Congress. Here's just a couple of items from Army Times. The Bush crime family has canceled a modest proposal to increase the benefit from $6,000 to $12,000 to families of soldiers who die on active duty. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? These pigs don't even consider these soldiers to be worth $12,000 to their families. Can you understand that? What's $12,000? To a lot of people, you know what that is? Nothing. The Bush crime family has been rolling back recent increases in monthly imminent danger pay. From $225 a month down to $150. Imminent danger pay. $150. $150 stinking, filthy dollars. Family separation allowance. From $250 down to a stinking, filthy $100 for troops getting shot at in combat zones. Think about this. Think about this. Damn it, think about this. I don't care if you served in the military or not. Think about this. Imminent danger pay cut for these families from $225 a month to a stinking, filthy $150. Family separation allowance for people who are being shot at cut from $250 to $100 by this filthy, disgusting, lying Bush crime family. Think about it. For Christ's sake, take a minute out of your daily busy schedule and think about this. Think about this. The Bush crime family refusing to consider military tax relief. This is stuff from Army Times, okay? This is not from the nation. This is not from me. This is from Army Times. The Bush administration refusing to consider military tax relief to help military homeowners, reservists who travel long distance for training, or parents deployed to combat zones. The Bush crime family says, screw all of you. Go die. This is about oil. Screw your mortgage. To hell with your family. Please, think about this. For God's sake. Capping pay raises for the soldiers in the ranks at 2%. 2%. What is that? Bus fare? Jesus. And the Bush crime family also cut $1.5 billion in military construction. What does that mean? That means dilapidated, crappy housing back here in the States that the wives and the children have to exist with. Screw it. Let the roaches run through this housing. Let the water sink through the holes in the roof. Who gives a damn? Just get those bodies into Iraq. Army Times wrote this, quote, taken piecemeal, all these corner-cutting moves might be viewed as mere flesh wounds, but even flesh wounds are fatal if you suffer enough of them. It adds up to a troubling pattern that eventually will hurt morale, especially if the current breakneck operations tempo also rolls on unchecked and the tense situations in Iraq and Afghanistan do not ease. End quote. What does this leave us with? This leaves us, no, not you and me. This leaves our soldiers with an administration that just loves war and just hates our troops. Oh, these. Now, how many of these soldiers are going to vote for George W. Bush? How many of these soldiers believe that Republicans give a damn if they live or die? How many of these soldiers, these young men, 18 to 25, 26, 27, how many of members of the officer corps, how many of the lieutenant colonels and the majors, even the captains, how many of these people believe that this filthy administration cares a damn about them? How many? Makes me sick. It is the most, you know, if we live in a society, if we, a global society, wherein we mount armies and go kill one another, okay. If we are still that grossly stupid, if we still operate out of that reptilian part of our minds, okay. Can't we at least equip our killers so that the only possibility of death in the combat zone is from the enemy? God. Roll the music, okay? I'm just exhausted. Go ahead, roll it.
Ring them bells with an iron hand. quiet so the people will know. Oh, it's rush hour now, on the wheel and the plow. And the sun is a-going down upon the sacred cow.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
Ring them bells, sweet Martha, for the poor man's son. Ring them bells so the world will know that God is one. For the shepherd is asleep.
All right, folks, while we have a minute, let's go up to the chopper with Brad Powell, get a traffic update. Brad, what do you see up there?
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Nothing you're going to want to hear about, unfortunately. You can expect major delays on the interstate. An overturned tractor trailer has got traffic backed up for about 25 miles. It's a real bad situation, Scott, but I do have good news.
What's that, Brad?
I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO. 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore. He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal.
Anaconda. Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
This representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector.
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
Doug Stephan's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal.
Anaconda. Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of an earlier program, so don't call today, and thanks for listening.
The Radio Network.
I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? Turn on your TV, turn it on so loud.
Truth, and justice, and the American way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
And listen to your leaders, the ones that won the race, as they stand right there before you and lie into your face. If you ever try.
Five before the hour, 800 Talk Yes is the number. Sean is calling, our active duty military dude who uses the name Sean. It's not his name, but here he is. Welcome aboard again, Sean.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Excuse me a second. I'm struggling with my crutches right now. Just wanted to call and thank you for putting me on. It was a Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And thank some of your callers for calling in and encouraging me to be more vocal about my situation or about the situation in the country.
Right.
Because I'm a little chicken, with good reason. I'm in the communications field, so I know pretty much what our capabilities can sometimes be.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like to use my real name and
sure,
so on.
Sure, understand.
Thing that really gets me is what you're talking about. Exactly, you're my new hero now. It's about time somebody actually came out and said some of this stuff about cutting our pay, cutting our deploy pay. We were supposed to get tax relief when I was in Korea, and it never happened. As a result, right now I owe the IRS like a buttload of money, and I'm just a E3. I'm a PFC,
right.
And I'm not making enough to pay back the IRS $2,000, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting my butt handed to me by the Army on this deal. And, I think one of my section sergeants back in Korea said it best when he was talking about how he went on a deployment mission to the Philippines with a bunch of Australian soldiers. And they were talking about their deploy pay, all the pay they got for their deployment, how they were going to buy new cars with it. They were going to buy, put that down payment on that house that they've always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to him, and they're like, so what are you going to get? And he said, well, I'm lucky. I'll be lucky if I get enough for a washer and dryer out of this. My wife is drawing food stamps right now.
Yeah.
He's a E6 in the Army, and his wife is drawing food stamps. That's the government taking care of us.
Yeah.
That's the Army taking care of us. So, I'm glad that somebody's finally speaking up about this.
It's just it's a damn shame. It's a talk show host and not the leadership of this country somewhere in the legislative branch.
Right. Absolutely.
Hey, let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you in a second, but
sure.
I have to put you on hold here and take a break. We have a quick break here for news update. Stay with us. Coming up right after the break, we'll finish our conversation with Sean and then Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Stick around.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Malloy is rational and,
whatever. You want
it's
me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You
why,
hate
why don't
me?
I put something on that says he's a great goof liberal.
Goof?
I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A power outage has plunged New York City into darkness this afternoon. Scott Salato reports.
On one of the hottest days of the year this summer, this is a massive power outage. It is gripping most of New York City. City Hall is included. Other parts of Midtown Manhattan are included. The outer boroughs, Bronx, Queens, parts of Brooklyn, all affected by this blackout, this power outage. Also parts of New Jersey. Radio, TV stations affected. Some are off the air. Some are operating on backup generator power. And this is, again, affecting most of New York City and the Big Apple. Scott Salato, New York.
The U.S. military is apologizing for removing a religious school banner from a communications tower in the Shiite neighborhood in Iraq. The removal of the banner provoked a protest that ended in the shooting death of an Iraqi. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the top U.S. commander in Iraq, said the shooting occurred during an investigation into the incident.
When we sent the unit to investigate, the unit came under fire by small arms, and actually an RPG was fired also from the crowd. Our unit returned fire, and they wound up killing the RPG gunner, and they wounded four others.
Thousands of Iraqis took to the streets of Baghdad's impoverished Sadir City district yesterday after a U.S. helicopter flew close to a religious school banner hanging from a communications tower. Locals said the helicopter tore down the banner. The Army said it may have been accidentally blown off.
Are you a prescription plan member who uses Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra for allergy relief? Then you should know that many plans are changing the coverage level on your nasal allergy medicine, which might cost you more money. Don't let nasal allergy relief cost you more this year. Just ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. Comparable efficacy and safety among Flonase and these products has not been established. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. If the copayment for your allergy medicine is costing you more money, ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
A preliminary hearing in the California double murder trial of Scott Peterson will be open to both the media and the public. That ruling came from a judge in Modesto today who hasn't yet decided if cameras will be allowed in the courtroom. Chief Deputy District Attorney John Gould says they have a concern with allowing cameras in the courtroom.
It's different from having you there as reporters or someone sitting in the courtroom going outside and reporting on it. When there's video, the video tends to be shown over and over and over again, which conceivably reaches a much larger audience and may impact any kind of a venue change or public perception.
Peterson is accused of murdering his wife Lacey and their unborn child. Lacey Peterson disappeared on Christmas Eve. Her husband was charged with murder after her body and the body of their unborn son washed ashore near San Francisco in April. Scott Peterson has been held without bail since his arrest in April. He says he's not guilty. He claims that he was fishing in the San Francisco Bay the night Lacey disappeared and he had nothing to do with her murder. Peterson is due back in court for his preliminary hearing on September 9th.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
The Supercuts chain of hair salons has agreed to pay more than $3 million to settle claims that it failed to hire and promote African Americans and even fired some workers because of their race. As part of the settlement with the EEOC, Supercuts has also agreed to train hundreds of minority managers and store employees who may have been passed over for promotions in the chain's Eastern Division. The complaint was originally filed against the Minneapolis-based company by a former regional manager in the Southeast who says he was fired for not reducing the number of African-American employees in the company. A strong day on Wall Street rallied back stocks from yesterday's losses. The Dow Jones gained 39 points to close at 93.10. The Nasdaq was up 14 to finish at 1,700. And the S&P 500 wound up the day with a six-point rise to end the session at 990. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi! Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the family photo album. Always keep a camera handy to capture those special Kodak moments. Like senior proms, graduations, weddings, traffic accidents. Why? When I come back, I'll give you a snapshot. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Now, don't get bent out of shape when I advise taking pictures of your car that's bent out of shape in an accident. When accidents occur, emotions run high and details are overlooked, like traffic and road conditions. And those involved don't always see or remember the same thing. What's at stake? Who pays, of course? Keeping an inexpensive disposable camera in your car ready to capture the moment is no accident. One of these pictures could be worth a thousand words and a lot of dollars, too. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. You're listening to a rebroadcast of an earlier program, so don't call today, and thanks for listening. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. 800-TALK-YES is the number here. We're going to have Uncle Mike's Story Hour in just a moment. But we're talking with Sean, which is not his real name, active military, regular Army, who now calls in periodically. Sean, where were we? Oh, why W hates U.S. troops?
Yes. Pretty much, yeah. I'd also like to thank you for turning me on to these Stars and Stripes letters to the editor. I was just reading one talking about.
Wasn't that something?
I'm surprised that Stars and Stripes is publishing it, considering its negative, connotations toward the Bush administration and
that's
so
right.
on.
That's right. That's right.
But I'm refreshed. I'm glad to see it. About this bring him on comment and so on, and he doesn't have to be there under fire. Mm-hmm. And I hear every single day, someone's getting killed over there, and I'm just waiting for the shoe to drop and find out that somebody I know is going to be dead. And I've got well over 100 friends who are in the theater of operations right now.
Mm-hmm.
Who, any day now, I can find out that they are dead. And that scares me. And the fact that he's cutting our, doesn't really matter that much to me specifically, because I'm not getting any combat pay or any deploy pay because, I'm stateside. But these guys, they're over there, fighting for his oil, fighting for his money, and he wants to take away more money from them. Really, really angers me.
It's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage. The disrespect that these people show to our soldiers. It's just an outrage.
Yeah, like I was saying before. I'd spent a year in Korea, and I was forward deployed. I was considered on deployed status.
Mm-hmm.
My deployment pay for that entire year was $600. I got $50 a month.
Jesus.
In deploy pay. And being a PFC, my pay already is low.
Mm-hmm.
And that $50 a month, it's not even, a nice little bonus. It's a slap in the face, considering I was away from my family, my friends, for an entire year. And, at the time, Korea, and still now, Korea was a semi-hostile country. You know, there are a lot of protesters over there who just don't want us over there anymore. And, you know, they'll take it out on the soldiers. And there were some incidents where some soldiers were stabbed, some incidents where some soldiers were beaten. And it's not our fault. We didn't ask to go over there.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's basically the reason that we're in Korea isn't to protect the Korean people. It's to protect, it's to have a foothold on the Asian continent, basically, well, the Eastern Asian continent. So we have a foothold on the Eastern Asian continent so we can attack China if need be.
Yeah, no question about that. Sean, thanks for checking in again. Do stay in touch
with us.
Absolutely. All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you for your wonderful programming. I'm going to be listening to this all the time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank
you. All right. Take care, Sean. Uncle Mike's Story Corner. The person who sent this to me included the following. I received this today from my friend Olga. She is a daughter of a World War II father, widow of a Vietnam-era Marine, grandmother of two Army and members of the Army and one Marine. I hope you can take the time to read this. I received a very disturbing letter from one of my two grandsons, both of whom are over in Iraq right now. I think that once you read portions of it, you understand my concern and my anger. My grandson Ryan is 26 years old and is currently serving our country by rebuilding and servicing Black Hawk helicopters at Al-Asad Military Air Base in Iraq. He puts in 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. My other grandson, Eric, is a field medic. He is 25 years old. Eric had to leave his wife and three kids behind on April 4th of this year in Colorado Springs to go to Iraq. I send both of these grandsons boxes of Kool-Aid drinks, beef jerky, and other things to snack on. They mostly need things to change the taste of the putrid water there, and they need bug spray. Eric was telling me about the camel spider, a creature that is as big as a baseball. When the camel spider bites you, it injects not venom, but an anesthesia, which allows the spider then to chew on your flesh. My grandson was telling me that one of the soldiers woke up with a large hole in his arm all the way to the bone. Eric has been able to take only one cold shower since April and has not had the privilege of a toilet seat since leaving the States. Oh, the things we take for granted. But that is not the disturbing story he told me. Those things happen. Eric told me that many of the soldiers are getting shot because they are taking on jobs they were not trained to do. One day, they used my grandson's squad to do a patrol through the city of Tuz. He was on patrol through a business residential area. He was the second to the last one in line. He says that snipers there like to shoot the last few folks in a group because the ones up front don't know where the shots come from. Anyway, the Iraqi kids love to walk behind our soldiers because they think they are really cool. On this one day, they were on patrol, and they heard shots fired. The first person to get shot was a 9-year-old boy that was just behind the soldier that was behind Eric. That shot went through the boy's head, and he was dead instantly. The second shot, from the same gunman, was on from a roof across the street, hit a 5-year-old boy that was behind the first one. That shot hit the boy in the stomach. Eric drew his 9mm pistol and shot the gunman through the eye. He says he was aiming for his chest, but it killed him just the same. Then Eric attended to the 5-year-old boy and patched him up while waiting for the medevac ambulance to arrive. Eric had to wrap the body of the 9-year-old boy and the gunman in body bags, and they delivered them both to the local police station. He told me that the boy's parents came to the police station, but the parents did not know about the shooting until the police asked them to identify the body of the boy. The screaming and wailing of the parents will be something Eric says he will never be able to forget. It's another feeling altogether that I never expected nor anticipated when your sons or grandsons will have to live with this the rest of their lives, knowing that they took another life. Although the justification in this situation will no doubt help my grandson's psyche, the scars will remain with him forever in his mind. He had other stories to write about, of the civilians that came to him begging for medical attention. One day a young Iraqi man was delivered to him full of gunshot wounds inflicted by outlaw Iraqis that were trying to steal the first man's sheep. There is no law there now to control the people, and crime is rampant. He had to try to reinflate the lungs of this bullet-riddled young man, only to have him die in his arms. He told me that he stopped counting how many people have died right before him, but he certainly has been able to help scores of others. Before going to Iraq, Eric worked hard to achieve the expert medical badge. Now he will add it to the combat medical badge. I think he would no doubt give all that up to spend 1 hour with his one-year-old and two-year-old sons. There's more, but that's all I care to write about for now. Please pray for both of my grandsons to give them strength and encouragement. If you know any soldiers in Iraq, they would be more than happy to receive water bottles, drink aid, snacks, and bug spray. Perhaps even more important would be letters of support and encouragement. When my grandsons left, they were told they would be in Iraq for 6 months. Then they were told 1 year. Now they don't know how long they will be there. It depends on if they can be replaced with other troops. The troops are wondering why they are still there when they were told that the quickest way back home was through Baghdad. They've done what they were asked. Now send them home. The news is not going to report things like this. Our government doesn't want you to know these kinds of things. I think our troops should be here in America, protecting America, not beating up other countries for mistaken reasons and telling everyone that they deserved it anyway. How can those men in the dark green cars drive up to a parent's house and truthfully say that their son or daughter died in the defense of our country? They died in a politically directed, offensive war that should never have been. How do we look a serviceman's wife with child in hand, and perhaps a child in her womb, that their husband died serving in our country's defense and not in the service and name of political gain, which is what's really going on? Yes, I am extremely opposed to this war, and yes, it is because I have two grandsons over there. This has been a huge mistake, and Bush needs to bring my boys back home. Thank you for reading this. Now, you may be aware that the families of soldiers are organizing against this madness. I believe on C-SPAN right now, I think it's still going on right now, is a protest. It's a group, Bring Them Home Now. They went to Washington to try to get their case heard by members of Congress and the media. This group, Bring Them Home Now, it's military families and veterans. They're demanding an end to the U.S. occupation of Iraq and an immediate return of American troops to their home bases. And among other things, they have expressed outrage that this punk halfwit in the White House, George W. Bush, would issue this phony-ass macho challenge to the Iraqis shooting at their sons and daughters. You know, bring them on. While he's safe, hiding, protected by Secret Service and his massive fundraising events, right? How can anybody in this country respect George W. Bush on any level? One of the mothers who was there said, George Bush said bring them on. We say bring them home now. Her son is a Marine who recently returned to the U.S. after serving in Iraq for about 10 months. And she says, supporting the troops does not mean supporting the invasion and occupation. Another mother, whose son is a sergeant in the Massachusetts National Guard and has been in Iraq since late March, said, our troops have become oppressors and occupiers in a hostile nation. Meanwhile, in Baghdad, Bremer, this halfwit who is the civilian administrator, said U.S. troops will be needed for the foreseeable future. And if you don't like it, well, the implication is you can kiss his ass because they're going to be there and they're going to die and they're going to get the job done, which is not liberty or freedom for the Iraqi people, but securing that oil for Bush.
Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Or will it buy you forgiveness?
One of the big concerns early on was the southern oil fields. And at least in the south, they are secure. And that is positive news for...
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, "At a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore"? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, "To people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
I recently talked with a hospital worker who said she was living on a fixed income these days, and she's looking for whoever fixed it. Well, one who's not doing the job of fixing our ailing economy is our beloved George W. His idea of helping America's hard-hit working families is to give yet another $1 trillion tax giveaway to the richest people in the country. They'll use it to create jobs, he says, with that self-satisfied smirk of his. But that's what he said about his first $1 trillion giveaway to the same rich people 2 years ago. Since then, the U.S. has lost more than 2 million jobs. In just the past few months, there have been mass layoffs by such giants as AOL, Time Warner, Boeing, Dow Jones, Goodyear, Kodak, McDonald's, Merrill Lynch, JCPenney, Sara Lee, and Verizon, and more to come. These are bad numbers, politically as well as economically. Such mass layoffs are especially embarrassing because, well, they get noticed by the public. When so many workers are given pink slips at once, it gets in the news. And the Labor Department, which tracks this data, reports that there were more than 2,000 mass layoffs last year. Ouch! What to do, what to do? I know, shouted some eager Bushite. Let's just stop reporting these numbers. Ah, the cleverness, the simplicity, the manipulativeness. Clean. So that's what the Bushites did. Last Christmas Eve, while the media was off having eggnog and dreaming of sugar plum fairies, Bush's Labor Department quietly slipped out a four-sentence press release announcing that its mass layoff statistics program was discontinued. The statistical Grinches claimed they had to do this because there just wasn't any money for tracking and reporting such information. This is Jim Hightower saying, the only little glitch in this out-of-sight, out-of-mind scheme is that layoffs aren't statistics. They're people, families, communities. We still see you, George. The problem is too big and too ugly to hide.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of an earlier program, so don't call today, and thanks for listening.
I know what it means to hug mothers and wives.
24 past the hour. While military families who have become anti-war activists now, the group Bring Them Home Now, while they're in Washington, again, at a press conference today, they said the President and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld have stuck their sons and daughters in a dangerous quagmire with vague goals and no exit strategy. Jesus, what does this sound like? Huh? What does this sound like? You know, it's been said that the military always fights the last war. This group is fighting the war in Southeast Asia. That's what Rumsfeld and Cheney and the rest of these murderous incompetents are fighting. They're fighting the war in Southeast Asia again. A former Army intelligence officer from Fayetteville, North Carolina, whose 18-year-old son is in the Army, said, quote, "If the end of violence is a precursor of our leaving Iraq, we will never leave." He pointed out that that particular region of the world has been unstable for decades, if not centuries. Yeah, think about, you know, think about that. You know, we the Bush crime family, these monstrous incompetents, are saying, "Well, we'll send the boys home once the place is secure and stable." It's never been. For Christ's sake, it's never been. Go back 5,000 years. It's never been. But that's a sop that they throw to the families who are providing the young men to go die for Cheney and Pearl and Rumsfeld and Bush and Rice and the rest of these people. Now, these anti-war activists now, families of people in the service and veterans, think about that for a second, truth seeker. These are not your long-haired peace creeps. These are not your black-dressed anarchists. These are not your 18-year-old punks trying to figure out a way to raise hell. These are families, moms and dads, grandparents of people in the active military and veterans. Think about that. They said they had no statistics on how many military families or soldiers support their position. But they dismissed the charges being leveled against them now by the chicken hawks that saturate U.S. media, all of whom seem to be clustered at this hellhole called Fox News Channel or the Bush crime family. Those people who are saying that their activities are undermining military morale, that is a filthy lie among thousands of filthy lies that come from the Bush crime family. The fact that the Bush crime family turned over essential military services to private contractors, that may have something to do with the lack of upbeat morale in Iraq. That and the fact that every single one of these soldiers was lied to. Hey, man, the Iraqi people, they're going to bounce around like little balls of brown energy, just so happy to see you. They're going to high-five you. They're going to be tossing you the Hershey bar, soldier. All you have to do is get over there, pull down a statue or two, and these creepy sons of bitches will all scatter like rats into the desert. Hey, hey, here we go. And you come home with a chest full of medals and combat pay. What do you think of that, boys and girls? Every single soldier was lied to. Stan Goff, a retired Army Master Sergeant who served in the Rangers and Special Forces counter-terrorist units, whose son Jesse is in the Army and in Iraq, said George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld care about the troops in the same way that Tyson Foods cares about chickens.
Please walk me out in the morning dew sometime. Can't walk you out in no morning dew. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Can't walk you out in no morning dew. But I heard a young man.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
A small beetle is chewing up a marsh monster. I'm Jill Ladwig for Earthwatch Radio. Purple loosestrife is an invasive plant from Europe that has beautiful purple flowers and an ugly habit of choking wetlands and forcing out native plants. Purple loosestrife has spread across much of North America, and people have enlisted a European predator to get rid of it. It's a small beetle that has a taste for purple loosestrife and apparently nothing else. Doug Landis is an entomologist with Michigan State University. He's working on a project to control purple loosestrife in Michigan with two species of Gallerucella beetles. He says the use of the beetles needed rigorous testing before they could be introduced in Michigan, but he says their specific diet and reproductive behavior make it safe to use them.
Once the beetle is successful in driving loosestrife down to a low level, it actually has eaten away its food source and it becomes less populous in that area as well.
Landis says the beetles eat the roots and stems of purple loosestrife, and their impact on the invasive plants is usually apparent within 5 years. That gives the native plants an opportunity to recover, and the beetles generally leave them alone.
There's been continuing studies here in North America to look at whether the insect is having any adverse impacts on other plants in the wetland ecosystems. And while we've noticed some occasional nibbling on other plant species, the insect is very highly host specific, and no important impacts on other plants other than purple loosestrife have been noted.
The most serious problems with purple loosestrife in the U.S. are in the northern states, and Gallerucella beetles are being used to fight it across much of that region. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick-dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
Arwa.
Talk. We talk about what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network. Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire bat.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES. You're listening to a rebroadcast of an earlier program, so don't call today, and thanks for listening. Left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Okay, I want to take one more call. It's going to be from my buddy Joe down in Texas, Vietnam vet. And then we're going to move on from the military conversation. I realize we've devoted an extraordinary amount of time of the program tonight to this particular topic, but the reasons are clear as to why. Another three American soldiers were killed in Iraq today, within the past 24 hours. And the lies that were told to put our people there and the lies that are being told to keep our people there are just an outrage. If this country, the U.S., has a conscience, a collective conscience at all, the Bush crime family will be removed legally and peacefully from office and our people will be brought home. I'm going to take one more call, then we're going to move on. And that's from my buddy Joe in Cypress Springs, Texas. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up?
What is this moron's poll rating right now?
Overall, he's around 58%, 57, 58%.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand.
Well, welcome to the crowd, buddy.
I mean, I've got a lot of willful ignorance. That's all there are down here.
Yeah.
Did you read Paul Krugman's?
I did.
In the New York Times, he was talking about the troops over there.
Right.
Well, I usually don't try to do anything with them because, well, I got a bunch of Kim folks and I'm on my list. They're big Republicans, religious fanatics.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sent that to all of them. I want them to know what they'll think is some liberal.
Sure.
BS, you know.
Well, let me ask you something. When you send something like that and you include or do you include a little note from Joe, the Vietnam combat vet, that says, hey, I don't care what you think about Paul Krugman. Think about the fact that I am sending this to you.
I have wrote stuff like yet. I've sent stuff back to him.
Doesn't matter, huh?
And it don't matter.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. These people down here are, like you say, willfully ignorant.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my mother today, and we were talking about this, and I said, Mother, we are screwed. If this man gets reelected, we can forget it. And I believe I'm give up, man. I don't know. I just...
No, you're not about to give up.
Well, I just don't. I think they got... Why do people support him?
I don't know, but you get like me, like a lot of people. You hit those troughs, you hit those low points. You think, Jesus, what's the point of struggling? I'm just going to go hunting. I'm just going to go for a walk. I'm just going to go read a book and forget about this. And you know as well as I do that you're not going to forget about it. That you're going to do just what I'm going to do, just like what most people listening to this program are going to do. You're going to stay informed. You're going to keep working. You're going to keep your mind working to get this man out of office. You know that as well as I do. But I can understand your...
I get frustrated.
Sure.
I'm surrounded down here.
Oh, sure you are. Sure you are.
And
hey, it's not much better.
I mean, the VA, I mean, what they... And they think... The Republicans think waving a damn flag and putting a sticker on the damn bumper support our troops. That's supporting your damn troops.
Yeah, I know.
That's a bunch of BS. Now, you're going to support your troops, you're going to support them over there, and you're going to support them when they get back here to the States. And I'm so sick and tired of they cutting their veteran benefits.
Mm-hmm.
If you have anything, I know this guy in our group, I talked about him one time before, he had cancer on his lip. And he was over a year before they got in to see a surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to get my medicine filled in the VA. Because my private, the insurance outside wasn't getting it anymore. All right. They made me jump through some hoops. They said, well, you got to get all your doctor's reports.
Right.
So I went through and dialed in all that. And hell, they didn't even look at the damn things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a bunch of crap. I said, what, are you going to look at these? He said, no. Well, you don't want my file? He said, no, I don't care if you have any file or not. They just try to discourage you, just like you were talking about last night. They try to discourage you for trying to, they don't want you to know anything.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, y'all talked about it last 2 nights. I started to call in last night, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep your chin up, Joe, and just remember there are hundreds of thousands, millions of people that feel the same way you feel, the same way I feel. We're out here in the weeds, and you get discouraged once in a while, but better times are coming, sport. All right?
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Thank you.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. Charles is calling from Augusta. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I know you wanted to move on, but I thought it was pretty important. I was talking to somebody today who's in the military and up at Fort Bragg.
Mm-hmm.
And... Someone told him who's been over
right.
that if you get a report on the news or whatever that two died today, mm-hmm. multiply that by five.
I've heard that the earliest reports that I saw and was it was about 2:30 in the morning this morning because we were up late because we were trying to take care of this virus that infected our computers here at work and at home. We were up late, and one of the last things I did was punch into went to a couple of news sources, Islam Online and also the BBC. And the early reports said several U.S. soldiers dead. Several. Now, several is how many? That can be three. It can be 25.
And I ask, well, how are you going to explain it at some point? You know, even this country has got to figure it out. And basically, he said that, you know, they didn't know. A guy that he knows told him this guy had a friend who had a neighbor that he just found out, his neighbor that lives across the street, got killed over there.
Yeah.
And the other thing is this. They are training Iraqis to be police officers, and they are going to arm them with AK-47s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now don't know anything about these people, but they're going to arm these people with AK-47s.
Can you say Osama bin Laden all over again?
and what the irony is this: the U.S. Army would rather equip. Well, not the Army, but the soldiers would rather have the AK-47 because you can bury that thing in the sand, pull it out, it'll
still
work.
Fire it, right.
But the M-16, they are jamming every 5 minutes because of the dust.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that our troops are stretched so thin, they don't have radios. So you may have five soldiers, you know, out in the middle of nowhere. They get attacked. They have no way to call anybody.
And you know why they don't have radios? Because that part of supplying our troops has been turned over by Rumsfeld to private contractors. Private contractors who are no more going to walk into a firefight or a combat zone than I'm going to walk on the moon.
And, Mike, the last thing I want to say is this. I wonder if the UN is still irrelevant now.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for checking in, Charles.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, sir. Hey, our webmaster, Mark Marshall, is checking in. Also, our Upstate New York Bureau Chief. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fine.
Good. I got to tell you, it sort of really gave me chills when you talked about Stan Goff. I think you and I probably talked about this at one point. I kind of know Stan.
Mm-hmm.
I've interviewed him a couple of times. And I called just to let other people know in case they don't. His experience is a little bit more than what you said, and I thought it was worth saying. This guy was in Vietnam, then in the 82nd Airborne.
Right.
Then he was in 2nd Ranger Battalion.
Right.
Then he was in the Jungle Operations Training Center in Panama. Then he was in Delta Force. Then he was a military science instructor at West Point. Then he instructed SWAT teams at the Y-12 nuclear weapons facility in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. This guy, he was in Haiti. He was in Somalia, Grenada, Latin America, Caribbean, Africa, and Asia. I mean, he was all over the place. And he's written a fascinating book called, hang on for a second, I got to find it here. Anyway, I interviewed him when 9/11 happened. He wrote a really great, it was meant to be a private email, but it got sort of forwarded around to a bunch of people. It's called The So-Called Evidence is a Farce.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about the government's take on 9/11.
Right.
He's just brilliant. And that, when you said that about his son, I didn't know that. It's kind of
yeah. Well, he's involved with this. Bring them home now. I do know a little bit about Mr. Goff or Stan, whatever you want to call him. He's kind of like a non-commissioned version of David Hackworth, or if you want to go back to the turn of the last century, General Smedley Butler, who was very clear. He was a Marine Corps general who was very clear on what the U.S. military was being used for 103 years ago. It was being used to make Nicaragua safe of capitalism, to make the Philippines safe for U.S. corporations. Smedley Butler was the only, I believe the only U.S. soldier ever awarded two Congressional Medals of Honor. And he became about as virulently, not anti-military, but anti-misuse of the military by the civilian leadership, corporate leadership, even 105 years ago. I mean, this was true. So Stan Goff reminds me of kind of a non-com Smedley Butler or Colonel David Hackworth or some of these guys who have really been in the blank and come back and all of a sudden understand exactly what this is about. They understand how how when you screw up foreign policy, you can cost people thousands, hundreds of thousands of people their lives. And when you have a group like this group of thugs and punks, absolute prison jargon punks who operate this country now, who are putting every single member of the U.S. military, whether they are active, duty, reservists, National Guard, regular army, no matter what they are, putting them all at risk. And you know something else, Mark? A lot of these people dying, these soldiers that are dying now, I don't know what the percentage is. I don't know what the numbers are. But some of these guys are 40, 45, 50, 55 years old. These are reservists. These are National Guard people who are in for two reasons. They respect their country and also because they needed the money. They wanted the extra pay. They wanted the extra training. So, you know, we're getting combat dead now that are like World War II. When every able-bodied American up to the age, I believe, of 46 was eligible for the draft, we've got guys coming home dead in their 50s. Now, that sucks. You know what I'm saying?
It brings up the larger issue that you were talking about before, about just the way that this administration deals with people across the board. You were talking about the fact that they've been bringing in private contractors to do stuff in Iraq.
Oh, God.
Well, you look at all the people in Iraq who are out of work, who could use that work. And you look at what they've done in this country with their corporate buddies, and it's just not caring about people at all.
I hear that.
Lastly,
yes.
Stan's book, because it's worth picking up, it's called Hideous Dream, A Soldier's Memoir of the U.S. Invasion of Haiti. It's a great book. It really gives you a real feel for what happens on the ground.
Hideous Dream?
Yep.
Okay. And that's Stan Goff.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for checking in, Mark.
No problem. Take care.
All right, sir. Hideous Dream by Stan Goff, G-O-F-F. All right. Let's move on for tonight. I don't mean move on from the issue, but for tonight. We need some transition music. Have you got just play me a few bars or something? What do you got there, Kathy? Have you got some transition music? All right. There you go. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. Happy to be here. Thank you very much. King David is calling. He's our Woodstock Nation Bureau Chief. Hey, King David, how are you?
I'm surviving, and you are, I assume, as well, sir?
Oh, well, I got through the first hour of the program today without bursting an artery, so I guess everything's going to be okay.
Okay. isn't it rather interesting? You have a situation today that you didn't have since 1968.
And that would be
back in 68, you had Dick Gregory and Pat Paulson. Today you have Gallagher and Gary Coleman,
right.
Candidates who admit to being comedians.
Right. Running for the governor of
running
of,
for public office.
Of,
you
right.
Know, you know,
did you hear about Schwarzenegger? He hires Warren Buffett?
Yeah.
I thought Warren Buffett was a Democrat.
I thought so, too. But,
Warren Buffett is going to work for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, Warren Buffett is one of the, what, three or four men on Earth who control all the money.
Yeah.
He's been hired by Schwarzenegger to be Schwarzenegger's senior financial and economic advisor. And get this, Buffett said in a statement, quote, "I have known Arnold for years and know he'll be a great governor. It is critical to the rest of the nation that California's economic crisis be solved, and I think Arnold will get that job done." End quote. Is this guy tripping? Is this guy had too much? Is he doing acid again, Warren Buffett? Is he on drugs? What the hell does this mean?
I think he's been floating too much on that pile of money.
Well, you have your pulse on a lot of radio that I don't. When are media going to start asking Schwarzenegger the tough questions? When's that going to happen?
Probably only if Schwarzenegger does not come through with the advertising bucks that they're expecting.
Oh.
Because remember, that, you know, that's the same thing that you had with Ross Perot back in 92. He was given credibility by television largely because television was expecting all this money.
Yeah.
That Perot started talking about, you know, that he was going to run a world-class campaign or whatever the phrase was.
Right.
And all of a sudden it turned out that he wasn't going to spend a nickel.
Right, and then he started talking about how the terrorists were trying to infiltrate his daughter's wedding. By God, the media reported on that, remember?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, even before it came out of his mouth, they were reporting on it.
Yeah.
Now the thing is that today you still have, at least in relation to political candidates, at least you still have lip service to the concept of equal time.
Yeah.
And there, and now the cable and TV stations in California are trying to weasel around that.
245 candidates. How the hell are they going to do it? Hey, hold that thought. We'll come back and talk about that again for just a second. All right. We're talking with King David, our Woodstock Nation Bureau Chief. If you'd like to join in the discussion, I know I haven't given you an awful lot to talk about tonight, but if you there's a few more things we're going to bring up in the final hour. If you got something you want to bring to the program, come on, 800-825-5937. I'd like to hear from you tonight.
Both night and day, I said, Lord, please forgive him and go.
This is Dr. Danny. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Danny.
Hey.
Man, listen, we're having a hard time potty training our son.
Well, that's a common problem. How old is your boy?
He's 26.
Paul, I have some bad news. At this age, potty training will be near impossible.
You kidding me?
No, but Paul, I do have some good news.
All right, man. What?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817. The Washington Monthly.
Show. Joining us now is Jason Campbell with the Christian Action Network.
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days. You've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy in sexual positions.
Ah! Homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation systems. And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple X.
Oh, you're kidding.
If a child's riding beside one of the buses and looks up and says, Daddy, what is that on the television monitor?
Right.
It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing. The child will be scarred for life.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kids. Now, the only thing I'm afraid of is somebody just tuned in the program and never heard the program before and just went, oh, Jesus, this guy is really a right-wing freak.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
This is Dave.
Hey there.
Dave has a problem.
Maybe you have the problem understanding that we can be under attack at any time.
Dave suffers from TMRWM, otherwise known as too much or right wing amidiotis, or something like that.
The alarm's at orange now. What does that mean? Where's my chart?
But Dave's not alone.
Another Saddam tape. He's still alive.
There are millions of Americans all over the United States suffering from TMRWM.
Oh, there's weapons of mass destruction there. Somewhere. They'll find them.
Symptoms of TMRWM include insomnia, irritability, suspecting more than three people a day of being a terrorist.
That guy right there looks like one. So does this kid. You're not fooling me, buddy.
And much, much more. But there is a cure.
There is?
You can get the best in progressive talk radio weekdays on the only progressive talk radio network there is, IE America Radio Network. Get more information at IEAmericaRadio.com. Let's save our country one American at a time.
Thank you, IE America.
Let go of me, Dave.
Sorry.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of an earlier program, so don't call today, and thanks for listening. Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, 800-TALK-YES is the number. We have a... We have an open line. However, we are right in the middle of a conversation with our Woodstock Nation Bureau Chief, King David. Now, where were we?
Equal time, allegedly. Now, the interesting thing is that at this point, supposedly, scheduled showings of old Schwarzenegger movies and reruns of Different Strokes are being pulled from local stations in California because...
Really?
If Schwarzenegger or Coleman appear in an entertainment program...
Yeah.
That supposedly the stations have to give each of the competing candidates who request equal time the equal time.
Well, I didn't think that rule still applied.
It does.
Oh, well.
At least in lip service.
Oh, okay.
Kind of application.
So what the television stations perhaps are afraid of is if they do run a Schwarzenegger or a movie or something with Gary Coleman, that maybe 30 or 40 of these candidates will storm the station and demand equal time or threaten lawsuits and they'll have to defend against it, even though...
If not the whole 200 of them, yeah.
Right, even though it may not still be a matter of law. I think the equal time provision, though... And you should know this better than I, David, because this is your business. But I think the equal time provision, maybe not where it concerns political candidates, maybe the equal time provision where it concerned issues was dropped during the Reagan years. You may be right. I honestly don't know.
Well, there's a story on Yahoo News tonight on the Internet, or on the World Wide Web, I should say, where apparently there's complications arising because local stations in California are saying that they are under that regulation, but HBO, TNT, all the cable networks that are likely to show an old Schwarzenegger movie
are not because they're subscriber paid.
I think it's mainly because they have a national audience rather than specifically for California.
Wouldn't it be partly also, though, because they are subscriber networks? These are not over-the-air networks. I don't think any of the FCC rulings ever did apply. As a matter of fact, I know that they never did apply to cable television or cable radio.
That's, or to satellite, yeah.
Right, because those are private ventures that you have to subscribe to. That's why the language is looser, the subject matter is looser. And you can have a program like, what's your favorite program, Kathy? Queer as Folk, that's right. Sex in the City and Queer as Folk, two of Kathy's favorite programs. Hey, there's the music. King David, thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay, no problem.
All right, sir, take care. Quick break here, and then the final hour of the program. Do stick around. I'd like to hear from you tonight. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy.
Xie xie is thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really, Nancy?
Fan ji la is like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
Fan ji la.
You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
Don't step in good day.
on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A major power outage is affecting the New York tri-state area and parts of the Midwest and Canada, Scott Salato reports.
This is a massive power outage. It's gripping most of New York City, City Hall, and parts of New Jersey as well. Radio and TV stations in New York, some are off the air. Some are on the air with backup generator power. The Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, all affected by this massive power outage. So far, there's no clue on what caused it. Scott Salato, New York.
The latest stats from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention indicate we're approaching the peak season for transmission of West Nile virus, Don Dornberg reports.
Just like last week, there's been a tripling of West Nile virus cases in just 7 days. There are now 393 human cases in the U.S.
At least based on what we see at this point, it looks like that we're progressing pretty much apace with what was seen last year.
That's CDC West Nile virus expert Dr. Stephen Ostroff, who says the mosquito-borne illness is hitting the high plains and Rocky Mountain areas hardest this year. Over half the cases are being reported in Colorado. There have been no transmissions through transfusions this year. FDA monitoring the blood supply seems to be paying off. I'm Don Dornberg.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
Three more people have reached settlements with the city of Los Angeles involving injuries they received from rubber bullets and beanbags during a rally at the Democratic National Convention in 2000. The trio will receive $261,000. One of the litigants will receive $200,000 of the funds for suffering a permanently dilated pupil and a cataract after being shot in the face. Civil rights attorneys who were also involved in the lawsuit held a press conference today to announce the latest settlements and to call for an end to the use of so-called Verizon workers rallied weapons outside the Verizon building in Pittsburgh during lunchtime today to protest the ongoing contract dispute with management. The latest development has union workers possibly encouraging customers to change service carriers. Dick Johns, one of the rallying workers, says it's an aggressive move.
The fact of the matter is that is a power play that we may want to use in the event that the company doesn't come to their senses and start to really negotiate a fair contract for our members. And it's something we plan on using if we have to.
Management says the move will only hurt employees because less customers will equal less jobs. But a local Communications Workers of America website says, quote, a coyote will chew off his leg to escape a trap.
Thieves in High Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Investigators are looking into whether there is a connection between a possible terrorist cell in Canada and the arrests of two Pakistani nationals at Seattle's SeaTac Airport. A group of Pakistani men were taken into custody during a drug raid at an apartment complex in Vancouver. The same day, two different men from Pakistan were detained at SeaTac Airport after their names showed up on a terrorist no-fly list. The Seattle Times is reporting one of those men had been previously detained at another airport on or before the 9/11 attacks. The newspaper says the two suspects revealed to investigators that they paid someone to smuggle them into Washington State from Canada. On Wall Street, stocks were up today. The Dow Jones gained 39 points to close at 93.10. The NASDAQ was up 14 to finish at the 1700 mark. The S&P 500 wound up the day with a 6-point rise to end the session at 990. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. A Ragtop Day is my favorite road trip tune. But before you put your convertible top down, you should know how to keep it up. When I come back, I'll give you the buzz. I'm Bobby Likas on the street, talking to people who love their cars. Excuse me, sir, you're putting a car cover on your vehicle?
You bet. I protect my car outside from the weather with a car cover, and from dings and dust when it's inside the garage.
Is it easy to put on?
Easy to put on and take off.
What's it made of?
Block It Fabric by Kimberly Clark. Great protection at a great value.
Take it from people who love their cars. Buy a car cover made from Block It Fabric by Kimberly Clark. Roger Maharis did it on Route 66, and Jimmy Buffett perfected it on A1A. I'm talking about cruising with a top down, the perfect summer sport. For a major league convertible top, bathe it with car wash, never detergent. Use a soft cloth or sponge, except for plastic rear windows. They're so pliable that even a sponge will scratch. And save your elbow grease for your car. Waxing vinyl will dry it out. Instead, use a vinyl protectant. Now you're ready for championship cruising. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. You're listening to a rebroadcast of an earlier program, so don't call today, and thanks for listening. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. 800-TALK, yes, is where we are. A couple of things I want to toss in the mix here, and then we come back to your telephone calls, all right? All right. Regarding Schwarzenegger, whom corporate media in this country has decided shall be the next governor of California. He did not even vote in 5 of the past 11 statewide elections, according to records revealed the other day. That's about a 50% no vote rate. Schwarzenegger's aides said the actor takes voting seriously. Well, then that would explain why he only hit about half of them. When did he become a citizen? 83? No point beating up on the Terminator. He's not the first right-wing political operative with a spotty voting record. According to, what is this, the San Francisco Chronicle, Bill Simon, the financier who ran last year for governor, Republican, and is running again on the recall ballot. He didn't vote in 13 out of the past 20 elections. Former Los Angeles mayor and Republican punk Richard Reardon tried to discredit Simon with that information last year, but Simon won the primary anyway and beat Reardon. People in California, apparently, people in a lot of places don't really give a damn if somebody hasn't exercised their franchise to vote. So what? Doesn't mean a thing. The Bush military action figure we've been talking about for a couple of days, KB Toys on their website is producing this thing. They call him a naval aviator. This cowardly thug is about as much of a naval aviator as I am. But now Bush has become a military action figure. How about that? He's become his own G.I. Joe doll. It's being sold by Blue Box Toys, which is a Hong Kong-based company. We'll be distributing these dolls through KB Toys here in the U.S. starting the 15th of September. It's a foot-tall likeness of Bush called the, quote, Elite Force Aviator George W. Bush, U.S. President and Naval Aviator. It also comes with a little bag that you can open and throw up in. For $39.99, you get a plastic model of Bush wearing a flight suit, a survival vest, a parachute harness, an extra sock you can stuff down the front of his crotch. And according to the ad here, jauntily carrying a helmet and oxygen mask, just as Bush did on May 1st after climbing out of his S-3B Viking aircraft. And, of course, since that period, since that wonderful, exciting night when the aircraft carrier was in spitting distance of San Diego, 120-some Americans have been killed in Iraq. But that doesn't matter. Bush doesn't give a damn. Bush is the first president to be honored with his own little G.I. Joe doll. The doll joins many other Navy SEALs, Blue Angels, World War II aviators in this company, Blue Box's Elite Force series. According to a brain-dead spokesperson for the company, Bush is the first president to be so honored, and maybe the last, they add. The brain-dead spokesperson is a woman named Lori Abel, who notes that some complaints have already been received. The brain-dead spokeswoman says, "We don't condone or endorse the president, but he fit the criteria of our Elite Force collection. It would have to be somebody in uniform, a military hero of some kind, or depicting a military uniform." Well, I think I will dress up like, what could I be, Kathy? There's a ranger base down here on the coast of Georgia. Am I too old? I don't know if I could handle ranger training anyway. But maybe I could just go down there, go to, where are they based? Just outside Savannah. I'm trying to think, is it Fort Gordon, Fort Stewart? I think it's Fort Stewart. Go down there and just say, "Hey, look, guys, will you give me some of that green and brown mud-like paint that y'all use, and give me some of those combat fatigues, and let me dress up like a ranger. And then I can have my own doll." Well, that's according to the brain-dead spokeswoman for Blue Box Toys in Hong Kong. Oh, by the way, Blue Box Toys did not request permission from the White House for the use of Bush's likeness, and a White House spokeswoman had no comment on Monday. The company recommends that only those over 14 use the Bush doll. Use the Bush doll? Use it? The company says it is an adult collectible item and emphatically not a toy. And then Dana Milbank, who wrote this for the Washington Post, adds, "In fact, it may pose a choking hazard for the president's Democratic opponents." Well, I'm not a Democratic opponent, Dana, and it chokes me. It makes me just want to puke. Who sent this? John Anderson sent me a nice email here. Hi, John. He says, "There are references to two articles below in this email that are forcing me to move up my timetable on my Christmas present this year," his Christmas present to himself. "I know you are a firearms enthusiast, Mike, so you appreciate this gift from me to me. It's an affordable Ruger 9mm all-weather auto-loading carbine with a standard 10-shot clip." Viva the Second Amendment. "By the way," John writes, "the brother of a friend of our family just got back from a 10-month tour in Iraq. He's 25 years old and has an extremely rare cancer in his jaw and sinus that developed there and grew so rapidly and vigorously he is currently in surgery having portions of his face removed. I asked his family a few questions. None of them had ever heard of such a thing as depleted uranium." And then John mentions a solid majority, 56% of the, this is the newest survey on the Bush moron, 56%, according to MSNBC, of those surveyed approve of the way Bush is handling the situation in Iraq. 6 in 10 said the war was worth fighting. I wonder how many of those 6 in 10 are actually carrying arms. Oh, never mind. Bush receives poor remarks on the domestic scene, with 45% approving of the way he is handling the economy. 45% approving and 41% saying they approve of the way he has dealt with the federal budget, despite the fact, of course, that the budget now carries a deficit that will hit $500 billion this fiscal year. And then John comes up with the clincher, and I saw this independent of John, but I'll give John credit. NBC wants to know, hell, I want to know, maybe you want to know, is the Bush administration turning to a televangelist doomsayer for political predictions, right? This guy, Jack Van Imp, is that his name? I-M-P-E. He's an apocalyptic preacher, one of these real scary psychopaths with the woman who uses a trowel to put her makeup on, who apparently is his wife or his sister. I don't know. They're very chummy. Could be his sister, could be a cousin, could be his wife. But Jack Van Impe is claiming that he was contacted by Condoleezza Rice's office and the White House Office of Public Liaison for an outline of his, Jack Van Impe's, take on world events. Now, Van Impe, I hope I'm saying this right, is the author of such books as Israel's Final Holocaust. And another title that he's come up, The Great Escape, Preparing for the Rapture, the Next Event on God's Prophetic Clock. You know, just an absolute sickening, ghoulish, Christian fundamentalist moron. Okay, that's what this guy is, Jack Van Impe. So now we had Nancy Reagan consulting an astrologer for, which is fine, unless you're going to feed the information to your stupid husband who happens to be president of the United States and have him make global political decisions based on what house Mars is in. I don't think that's a good idea. And I think astrology is a lot of fun. I think there may be some fun to it. But this guy is a televangelist. One of those apocalyptic doomsday, in the event of the rapture, this car will be pilotless. You know, I wish these people would go ahead and rapture. I would like to see just piles of clothing all over the streets, in buses, trains, airplanes, starting with Ashcroft. Just let these people go right on up. Go have fun, you morons. God. Now, Jack Van Impe has predicted that the end of the world, oh, gee, he's making those predictions? Gosh, that's original. That's unique. He's predicted the end of the world will strike somewhere between 2003 and 2012. Mr. Van Impe, I'd like to assist you in the end of your world. That would be fun. One reviewer has called his TV preaching show with his wife, Rexella. Rexella? That sounds like something you use for jock itch, doesn't it? Are you suffering from huge boils in your crotch? Then try Rexella. Ointment, powder, or cream. One reviewer has called his TV preaching show with wife Rexella, quote, a fantastically loopy, apocalyptic take on the week's news, end quote. All right, how did Condoleezza Rice and George W. Bush and Jack Van Impe get tangled up in what's the Dylan song? Tangled up in blue, yeah. Tangled up in stew. How does it? Well, the issue of the involvement with the Bush administration came up on his website, Van Impe's website, when someone asked this moron, Jack, do you think that President Bush, apparently a Christian man, believes and knows he is involved in prophetic events concerning the Middle East and the final battle between good and evil? Jack, do you think he knows that? And Van Impe responded, I believe he is a wonderful man. And by the way, I was contacted a few weeks ago by the Office of Public Liaison for the White House and by National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice to make an outline. And I've spent hours preparing it. I will release this information to the public in September, but it's in his hands. He will know exactly what is going to happen in the Middle East and what part he will have under the leading of the Holy Spirit of God. So it's a tremendous time to be alive. I can't wait to see all the Jews slaughtered. I can't can't wait to see the planet once again ankle deep in blood of non-believers in our holy Savior Jesus Christ. I can't wait to see the death and destruction. I can't wait for the seven-headed whore of Babylon to come belching out of the deep fiery pits of earth with huge demons on each shoulder. I can't wait for all the dead to come poking up out of their cemeteries and cremation urns, all these zombies and ghouls parading across the landscape as they crawl and scrape and scrabble their way to heaven. Oh, I can't wait. God, it's a tremendous time to be alive. National Security Council spokesman Sean McCormick says, well, I've checked into it, and there doesn't seem to be any truth to all this about Van Impe and Condoleezza and George, but I'm continuing to look into it. You never know. You know, we're psychopaths here. To say it clear, to say it cool, it's over, it ain't cool any further. And now the wheels of heaven stop, you feel the devil's riding crop. Get ready for the future, it is murder.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glasters, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Show. The computerized voting machines in the last election, our question is the theft of your vote. On our chat room here, Brain Shrub points out that H is the eighth letter of the alphabet, A is the first letter of the alphabet. So if you take that 18181, the exact number of votes that three different candidates in one county in Texas got on these computerized voting machines, and you simply convert it to letters, it becomes... Is it a conspiracy or a coincidence?
Okay, first of all, I wanted to say congratulations. We were elected to the White House by one of the narrowest margins in history. 63% of registered voters.
Wait a second. You wanted me to poll registered voters?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Doolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Doolittle, to talk to the animals. And you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Yes, I'm calling about the
the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of an earlier program, so don't call today, and thanks for listening.
We must collectively get after those who kill in the name of some kind of false religion.
What, like your brand of Christianity, you punk? Oh, and then John Anderson, who sent me that email about Jack Van Impe and about John's Christmas gift to himself a little early. It's worth checking out. A Ruger 9mm all-weather auto-loading carbine with a standard 10-shot clip. When he finishes up, he just says, question, do you feel safer yet? See you at the barricades. John, San Diego. No, John, I don't feel safer at all, but that's okay. There have been a lot of times in my life I certainly didn't feel safe. But you can compensate for a sense of danger by making sure that you're prepared.
Billy Pilgrim is calling from New Hampshire. Hey, Billy, how's everything on Trough Amador?
Oh, it's I'm glad I'm up here. Let me put it that way.
Okay, I'll all right.
But you know, it's funny you brought up Jack Van Impe. Well, first of all, actually, I want to say I'm a longtime listener, big fan, and thanks to you and all your people for. Even IE America, after what they did to Peter, but I won't go there, that you guys do this daily. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And we miss Peter as much as you do. Trust me.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
Did I say this thug's name right? Jack Van Impe or Van Impe?
Oh, I'm not sure. To be honest with you, I never heard of this guy before.
No.
And, you know, I was reading on DU, and, you know, they were fountain of good information. And at first I thought, okay, this is coming from The Onion or something.
Right.
Then I see MSNBC.
No, it's like, what? Yeah, it's for real. It's for real.
You know, and I'm trying to keep the faith, so I'm thinking, you know, maybe what's George doing here? Maybe he's reaching out for help. Maybe he's trying to signal intervention time has arrived. I don't know.
Right. That's what he needs, a massive intervention. He needs about 15 of us decent American citizens who believe in truth, justice, and the American way.
Well, you know how he feels about them focus groups. I don't know.
But we ought to have an intervention where we just sit in, but like they did on The Sopranos. Did you see that episode of The Sopranos where they tried to do an intervention on Chris?
No, because
Chris was, you know, he was too far into his heroin and his cocaine and his speedballs and all this stuff, and they tried
to do it sometimes, you know.
Yeah, we ought to do an intervention, but that was a funny episode of The Sopranos because it all fell apart. They didn't understand the concept.
Well, I can definitely picture it, and I hear, you know, with all the folks getting upset, you know, he might be out there screaming, bring him on, but it sounds like a lot of folks, you know, are saying bring him home, and I hear they're supposed to show up and. At the pig farm, August 23rd, I think.
Oh, that would be good. That would be good. I know a lot of people, the pig farm, you mean the ranch?
Yeah.
A lot of them are...
And the horse is locked up in the barn, of course.
Yeah, really.
You know, on vacation again, you know.
And watch out for the wild chickens.
The poor thing's tired out, you know, fighting all these terrorists and caves and mountains and jogging 100 miles, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's just awful stuff. But those folks are in D.C. They were in D.C. today. And C-SPAN recorded their press conference or the public part of their meeting. I didn't see it, but I want to.
Me neither. I missed that.
I want to see it tonight on the rerun. If you go to C-SPAN or C-SPAN 2, I'm sure it'll be there.
Okay.
Well, thanks for checking in, Billy Pilgrim.
Oh, my pleasure. Like I said initially, thank you guys.
All right, sir. Appreciate it very much. Is that his real name, Kathy? Billy Pilgrim. That's a great book. Billy Pilgrim, who has come unstuck in time. And so on. Schlottenhaus führen. Ja, das ist Schlottenhaus führen. I'd like to have a caller call in here and use the name Montana Wild Hack. Oh. All right, quick break, and then we'll be back for the final half hour of the program. Do a stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
The fight for the right to strike in India flared again this week. Last week, the Indian Supreme Court made a surprise ruling in a case involving a mass walkout and layoff of government employees, which could be interpreted as nullifying the right to strike for all public sector workers. On Monday, a helicopter with the state-owned Indian Oil and Natural Gas Corporation crashed off the coast of Bombay, killing 27 of 29 on board. The company's union workers pledged to strike over the deaths of their brethren, which they blame on lax safety rules, but the ONGC got a state court to declare the strike illegal before it even began. Yesterday, the workers staged a slowdown instead. Offshore oil fields produce more than half of India's crude oil supply.
Hundreds of thousands of Chilean workers took to the streets yesterday in the South American country's first general strike since the reign of dictator Augusto Pinochet. The 600,000-strong Central Workers Union called the strike to protest poor working conditions and pay in the public sector, as well as a lack of enforcement of labor laws in the private sector. In Santiago, police fired tear gas to disperse crowds and arrested dozens of strike leaders. Earlier in the week, Chile's Minister of the Interior warned that workers would face serious consequences for participating in a strike.
After watching the last Volkswagen Beetle roll off the assembly line 2 weeks ago, the 9,800 workers at the company's factory in Puebla, Mexico, were staring at layoffs, as many as 2,000 of them. Last week, a last-minute compromise with management was made whereby everybody works one less day per week and the cuts were avoided. But their union contract with VW expires this weekend, and the workers say if their demands for a new deal, which include a 13% wage increase, aren't met, they'll strike starting Monday. No reaction yet from the company.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Doug, listening to you sing Back on the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time. I think that was very nice. I'm back in the saddle again.
There is a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, no.
On the IE America Radio Network. You're listening to a rebroadcast of an earlier program, so don't call today, and thanks for listening. Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
27 before the hour. I want to get your phone calls. I think I'll do that. We can talk about the whistleblower report. A retired Navy lieutenant commander and 28-year veteran of the Defense Department says that the Bush crime family attempted to plant weapons of mass destruction inside Iraq. That story. And remember we talked about the other night the a study funded by the U.S. government conducted at several universities around the country that concluded that conservatism can be explained psychologically as a set of neuroses rooted in fear and aggression and intolerance of ambiguity and yada, yada, yada. And you know how Limbaugh, the pig man, day after day, week after week, I don't know if he still does it, I absolutely do not tune his program in anymore, not even for 30 seconds. But I can remember how the pig man would talk about liberals as if being a liberal was a pathology. Now, here's a scientific study conducted at three different universities that pretty much clearly, statistically anyway, prove the pathology of being a conservative. Of course, that made all the twisty little Republicans in the United States, all of whom are sick bastards, it got their blood boiling. The report's four authors linked Hitler, Mussolini, Reagan, and the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, arguing they all suffer from the same affliction. And then they went on to peer into the psyche of George Bush, who, it turns out, is a textbook case of right-wing psychopathy, right? Psychopathy. I hate words like that because it looks like psychopathy. And Kathy has to correct me. Why is it spelled that way, Kathy? Open your mic and tell us why. Since you've got the degree in psychology, am I saying that? Where is it psychology?
It's spelled that way specifically to screw you up.
Oh, okay. That's what I figured.
Easy grammar rules, honey. Fourth grade. Long O.
The authors of these studies now are getting threatening phone calls, death threats, which just proved the validity of the study. And the pig man apparently has taken great offense. Of course, the pig man has spent hours, weeks, months, years trashing the psychology.
At some point, going to fly back. There's going to be blowback. I mean, I have faith in America to believe that this power grab by Republicans will be seen for the naked stupidity that exists behind it.
I hope you're right.
You know, and then here there was this political cartoon today. It said, are we still number one, honey? And it was, no, but California's coming up strong. And it was how stupid politics are in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, and it ties in with the Arnold thing, you know. The two biggest states that have given us our last, four out of five presidents.
Mm-hmm.
Are just filled with the stupidest, inane politics of the whole country.
Well, if you look at these presidents, though, Nixon, Reagan, Bush, too.
Bush and Bush.
Right. I guess you can say
Lyndon B.
Yeah, Lyndon B. If you look at some of these people that come out of California and Texas, it almost makes you want to tell the Mexicans they can have the whole Southwest back if they'll just, treat the good folks in New Mexico.
Hey, we wouldn't mind that at all. We wouldn't have to, like, be known as a nuclear state forever, you know. that would be fine with me, actually. You know, we could, and that way we wouldn't be the subject of terrorist strikes which are going to be coming for all the acts that have been done in our name.
It would sure stop illegal immigrants from coming into New Mexico.
Oh, well, I worked with one today and we had a good old time.
Right, because you would be, never mind. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
One more thing.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
I thought that George Bush was the Antichrist.
Yeah.
But then I looked in Revelations.
Mm-hmm.
And nowhere in Revelations does it say, and then an idiot shall come forth upon the land.
I hear you loud and clear. Thanks, Steve.
All right.
All right, sir. You take care. I used to have fun with the fact during the reign of the second stupidest man ever to occupy the Oval Office, that would be Ronald Reagan, who, even though he was a fascist and an apocalyptic believer in death and destruction vis-a-vis the mighty hand of Christ, He was entertaining. Well, he was kind of funny. But the thing that used to intrigue me about Reagan, and Reagan was a believer, an Armageddonist. He was another one of these Christian Zionists who wants to see all the Jews dead unless they convert to Christianity. But Reagan's name translated to the Mark of the Beast, 666, Ronald Wilson Reagan. And I always thought that the stupid irony there was just so much fun. So much fun. Ronald Reagan, or Ronald Wilson Reagan, 666, the Mark of the Beast. Ooh, the Mark of the Beast. Oh my God. What is up with that? Paul is calling from Asheville, North Carolina. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Mike. Two things. I just want to say that I've seen Jack Van Impe on television, and quite frankly, he makes Pat Robertson look like Father Mulcahy on MASH.
Oh, my God. So it is Impe, huh?
Oh, God. He is... I just can't... And his wife, man, it's guy... He slops on the makeup. I was laughing my tiny off when you were
now,
talking.
Now, wait a minute. Is Jack Van Impe... Is it pronounced Impe?
I believe it's Jack Van Impe.
Is he the one with the real thick Elvis-looking hair, only white?
No. You're thinking of Paul and Jan, who run TBN. Van Impe and his horse of a wife have a show on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, and they are like just I watch them just because they're just so I have insomnia in a very major way, and they come on sometimes at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
And you just look at them and you go, oh, am I on acid? No, I graduate college already. They're that weird.
I'll have we're up late. I'll have to find them. Yeah, I'll have to find Jack Van Impe and check this guy out. I'm sure I've probably cruised by his program. I used to watch Tammy and Jim Baker. I used to watch my favorite preacher, Jerry Lee Lewis's cousin,
Jimmy Swaggart.
I used to love those programs. Oh my God, it was like a good purge. It was like drinking half a bottle of castor oil, you know, and then running for the toilet. I mean, it just absolutely cleaned your system out to watch some of these preachers. Swaggart, I used to love Swaggart. I really did. I thought he was the greatest entertainer. He was a demon, you know. He was one of Satan's chief demons. But you know, when he would sing and cry, and my favorite part of Swaggart's career was when he got caught with the whores. A couple of times with his opponent, who another good Christian, who videotaped him going in and out of hotels with whores, and then Swaggart, you know, got up in front of his church and his teleministry, amen, and his wife was sitting there, and he talked about how Satan had gotten hold of him, and he'd stand there and cry and ask for forgiveness, and the people said, forgive you, to hell with you, and he lost his big financial empire. I don't know, I guess Swaggart is still preaching, but these people just crack me up. This is better entertainment than, oh, I don't know, the Statler brothers. It's just incredible to watch.
It is. You know, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was I wanted to thank you for the chicken hot cards.
You got your cards? Oh, good. I hope everybody we sent those to got them.
Yeah. And the little picture there of Ted Nugent is worth it. If I'd known how cool these cards were, I would have gone out and bought them myself.
They are cool cards. There's no question. Cool. Yeah.
But I just wanted to thank you for the cards and to tell you that to watch Jack Van Impe, he's almost as entertaining as Jimmy Swaggart was before he got the horse.
All right. I'll check it out.
All right.
All right, Paul. Thanks. You have a nice evening, sir.
You bet.
All right. Take care. Nino is calling in. Is this Nino from the old WLS days?
Sensei Mike. How are you, sir?
It is Grasshopper. How are you?
Yes, honorable sensei. How are you?
Nino, haven't heard from you for a while.
Hey, I've been traveling. You know, I'm a musician by trade, so
right.
I have to get in the wind
at the
drop of a hat.
Yeah.
But listen, I got to say this to you. I'm a little disappointed in you as you were speaking, you know, a few callers back about those polls.
Yeah.
If they haven't told us the truth about anything else, why would the polls be truthful? I just don't get it.
Well, you're probably right. You know, a lot of people say the same thing to me. They call me up and say, why are you talking about these polls? These polls mean nothing. They mean less than nothing, less than zero. So I don't know.
I want to make you feel better.
Okay.
I'll tell you about a can of whip ass that I saw opened up on Joe Scarborough.
Oh, tell me about it.
Eric Altman, I think his name is, the guy who wrote the book, What Liberal Media?
Eric Alderman? Is it
Alderman?
I think it's Alderman, yeah. Eric Alderman.
This guy here, I'm serious, he needs to be the trainer for the DNC. I'm serious. I mean, this guy, he is so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
He takes no prisoners when he starts to dish out a butt whooping. I mean, he had Joe Scarborough. I really think Joe might have killed another girlfriend after after Alderman got through with him.
That's cold, Nino.
Oh, that little smirk on his face, it dropped. It was worth $1 million to see that. I mean, because
was that tonight?
No, this was last week.
Oh, okay.
But I was on the road, and I was in a hotel, and I couldn't get through, and it was just really chaotic. I couldn't get through to you. But, it was really a great butt-kicking.
Mm-hmm.
And I anticipate, I call her now Man Culture, guys. I think she's going to get a butt-whooping Friday night on Bill Maher's show when she shows up with Ariana Huffington.
Well, it'll have to be Ariana who kicks her ass, because Maher has made it clear, and this is one of the reasons I sometimes have a problem with Maher, although he is my main man, but I have some problems with him, because he seems to suck up to some of these right-wingers. And if he ever gets what he really wanted from Ann Coulter, I'm guessing here, but I think it's like get her back in the green room and lift that skirt up. He might be surprised at what he finds down there, because Ann Coulter with that huge Adam's apple, that's no woman. Nobody on this planet is going to tell me that Ann Coulter started out as a woman. And I've got an awful lot of folks who support this program and people I know personally who have changed their gender, changed their sexuality, and they've been whispering in my ear saying, "Man, Malloy, that woman is no woman." You understand what I'm saying there?
You know what? I don't even think that woman is a human. Okay.
Well,
I really don't. But I think what you have to understand about Maher, I love Maher. I mean, he's really putting out a lot of information. It's a shame that our comedians and our entertainers are the ones who have to really step up to the plate and put out this information. Because what's the other girl's name? Garofalo?
Janine Garofalo, yeah.
Right. She is so well – I mean, she's so well-versed. She's so articulate. She knows the issues. I mean, she can cut you, man, and, I mean, just – leave you in a million pieces. She's my new hero. She really is.
What? What? She's your new hero?
Well, I mean,
ow, Nino, okay. You know how to hurt a man.
Look, she's my shero.
Oh, okay, your shero.
You're my ultimate hero.
Okay,
nobody messes with you. What I wanted to tell you, you really got to understand something. The Matrix, especially the first one, was not just a movie.
Right.
Okay, because I see the Matrix materialize in my own life. You are Morpheus. I'm telling you.
You are
Morpheus. Ski Anderson is Neo.
Yeah.
And Nancy is Trinity. I'm serious. Remember this now.
I'm remembering.
In the movie,
yeah,
they said you can't free a mind before it's ready.
Well, that's, yeah.
So all of these, these ditto heads that you have out here, you can't free that mind until it's ready.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, there's quite a few people out here who really believe. I'm going to be honest with you, and I really hope I don't come off sounding racist, but I got to say this.
Say it.
And I say this to my white brothers all the time.
Say it.
I think white people have a problem with feeling like they're being duped. I think they have a problem with feeling like George Bush is pimping them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is very true.
Pimping.
That's not racist. That's an observation.
Right.
That is true.
And I tell all of my Caucasian friends, I said, look, he's big pimping you, brother.
he's
big pimping all of us.
He's pimping us bad. Do you want to hold on?
Yeah.
All right, let me put you on hold for a second. We got to take a quick break here. Stay with us. We're talking with Nino, my grasshopper.
We're playing all your favorites, but right now I have a pair of free tickets to tonight's big concert for the third caller. Oh, let's go to the phone lines. They are heating up, and let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Ms. Shannon Johnson?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you sound very excited.
I am.
Well, Ms. Johnson, I have good news.
I'm the third caller.
No,
I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, "At a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore"? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, "To people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to ieamericaradio.com. I'll be there.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES. You're listening to a rebroadcast of an earlier program, so don't call today, and thanks for listening. And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 5 before the hour. We're talking with my man Nino in Chicago.
Hey.
Now,
hey, listen, I've been wanting to ask you, who do you think's behind Joe Lieberman, the liar man, or...
I have no earthly idea. I think Joe Lieberman takes his orders from the Israeli lobby in this country. There's no question about that. Sometimes that's a terrible thing. Sometimes it's not a bad thing. He is part of that group of American politicians who puts America's interests second, Israel's interests first. There are politicians like that. That's not an anti-Semitic statement, and damn to hell anybody who accuses me of it. It's just simply a political fact. As far as Lieberman, his politics, Lieberman ought to do what soon-to-be ex-senator here in Georgia, Zell Miller, ought to do also, and that's both of these punks ought to just leave the Democratic Party. They're not Democrats. These are Republicans. And just go join the Republican Party and be happy, you know, I mean...
Well, I certainly agree with that. I think, you know, he's a waste of time. I think I like some of the issues that Al raises, but come on, man. The dude, I mean, when a brother finally is elected, trust me, he won't have a dude, okay?
Yeah, right. That's
and
very,
Carol Moseley Braun
true.
Needs to go find an Aretha Franklin lookalike contest.
Isn't that the truth? No, she has to gain, she has to gain another 80 pounds before she could do that.
Well, she's one donut shy of that, isn't she? One more Krispy Kreme, and isn't she going to explode?
You know, until Carol Moseley Braun got all hooked up with that freak Abacha, one of those dictators.
Sonny Abacha.
Yeah, in where? Liberia, Nigeria.
And her boyfriend.
And her boyfriend. Sneaking around trying to make a buck like that. Until she did that, I thought Carol Moseley Braun was doing a fine job. I mean, what? She was doing okay. But you know what? Nancy Skinner is going to wind up in the seat that Carol Moseley Braun had and that, what's his name, Fitzgerald is not going to run for anymore. You know Nancy's running, don't you?
She's got my vote.
For the U.S.
Okay,
Senate.
If only because she's eye candy, she's got my vote. Okay.
No, there's more there. Trust me.
But
trust me. There is more there than just a good-looking woman. But go to Skinner, SkinnerTheWinner.com. That's her website. Check it out.
And I will donate some money because I heard her speak about that.
Yeah, just a couple. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. It's just like people contributing to Dean and to Kucinich. It doesn't have to be a lot of money. Hey, Nino, we're out of time, man. I am so glad to hear from you. You make me feel homesick.
Hey, brother, you like I said, you're the only man outside of my father that I love. I don't love too many men.
I hear that. Take it easy, Nino.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice evening.
All right. Talk to you later. Program engineered in Detroit tonight by Charlotte Jones, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Lots of thanks to Mark Marshall, Maximum Interactive, our webmaster. And if you enjoy the music to this show, props to Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
The chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued.
Two of them. I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
Are you kidding? I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius satellite.